عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن مما أدرك الناس من كلام النبوة الأولى إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. حضرت ابو مسعود الانصاری رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, part of what people learn from the words of the earlier messengers, from the anbiya of the past times, what has been learned from them, is that if you have no haya, if you have no shame, then you may do whatever you like. Haya is such a thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. It's like that peel on that fruit. Think of an apple and the peel that you got on that apple. The moment you remove that peel, what happens? Slowly you'll see that color also of that apple starts eroding. Or like that peel on that banana. Take that peel off and after a while you'll see that color also starts changing. The color, the texture, all starts. So it's almost as though that peel is preserving that fruit. That peel is preserving that item. So like that, like how you'll get some, maybe for a fruit there's a peel. For a home you got a roof that's preserving and protecting the house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created haya for a person. So here is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that remove this haya and fasna' ma shi'at, then do as you please. Because there will be nothing left when there's no haya, there's no shame left in a person. Then there's absolutely nothing left in that person. Another thing ulama explained as far as haya is concerned is this one quality that creates a barrier between a person and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's constantly away, like how he's, when he's ashamed and he's feeling shy, that people are looking at me, how can I do this? Person who's got true haya will think all the time that Allah Pak is looking at me, how can I do this? So all the time he's away and he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about, haya. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يقضى بين الناس يوم القيامة في الدماء. حضرت ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the first matter that will be cited between people on the day of Qiyamah will be the shedding of blood. In other words, the first thing that will be decided as far as the rights of people are concerned. One is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one is the rights of people. As far as the rights of people are concerned, the first thing that will be decided is that those people that have been, lives have been taken unjustly, they have been killed unjustly. Because they have been killed unjustly, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle that matter first, showing us that murder is not something that is taken lightly in Islam. Murder is something that is extremely serious. Every person's life is very, very valuable. Therefore, take care and look after the life of every person, because this will be the first thing that will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. And the first thing to be questioned as far as the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned on the day of Qiyamah is Salah, showing us how important Salah is. And not just Salah itself, fi nafsihi, just Salah. Salah with all its requirements, as we ought to read our Salah, are we taking care of Salah? In other words, is the time of Salah performed correctly? Is the manner of Salah performed correctly? For men, is it performed on Jamaat? For ladies, it is performed correctly at home. Is the postures of Salah done correctly? Is the amount of time a person is taking in every posture? So all these things form Salah. So the first thing that will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah as far as the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned is Salah. And the first thing to be taken to account as far as the rights of people are concerned is lives. In other words, every person's life was valuable. Did you protect the person's life? Did you take care of it? Or did you take, or you go against and take and spill some blood and taken away the life of a person? So this is the first thing that will be taken to task or corrected, and qada, decision, will be taken on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.